We're back on News Radio KMAN in Focus, continuing here on a Wednesday morning. We're talking education this hour. Jim Jeanette joins us here. He's the president of Manhattan Area Technical College, MATC for short. And I thought we had a phone call coming in, but no, we do not. So we'll continue on here. Let's talk a little bit about that Wamego Center. That's been a fascinating project going on over in Pottawatomie County, and kind of what the status is. Where are you at with it?
We're slightly behind schedule. Building materials are in high demand and scarcity. And then every so often, the construction crews have some of the COVID impact as well. But starting in January, we'll be offering more gen ed classes over there. And then in February, we're going to start offering CNA and EMT classes. And then we'll continue to renovate and expand. We are looking at putting in auto technology capacity there, welding, construction trades. And then Sarah Phillips, my vice president for student success, she and I are both hoping to, we want to bring in electrician training either here or in Wamego, and plumbing training either here or in Wamego, one there, one here. These are essential jobs, if you will. They're definitely needed in our area. They're good paying jobs. They're high wage, high demand. They all work related to both commercial and residential construction. The growth with the school districts in Wamego, the growth along Highway 24, the continued, still steady growth even with Manhattan. It's one of the reasons we took this opportunity in Wamego. So we're going to be doing more and more over there. I'm going to be over there more and more myself after the first of the year. We do have a couple challenge grants to the Community Foundation here to help us in Wamego. So we're going to be looking for friends, individuals or businesses or groups that would make a donation to us, and we can match it dollar for dollar up to a certain limit through these challenge grants we have through the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. All of that is an investment in what we're doing with tech ed and workforce development. And we've talked several times in this program. In the old days, tech ed was seen as kind of a stigma. You're not smart enough to go to college. You can erase that. Tech ed is that hands-on applied learning, and we see more and more. We'll see students who maybe started at K-State. They come to us. They get that skill. They get the job. They go to work, and the employer pays for them to go back to K-State, and the student gets a little better appreciation of learning and education when they come to us. High school students, our growth with school districts over in Platte County, the growth here with USD 383, the students and their parents, even the teachers see there's this benefit to getting some of this training, getting that entry-level job. You start making good money, you don't have the student debt. It makes it more easy for you to afford to go on with higher education if you want to. So with Wamego, we have the main building. It's the old Bluestem Electric Company site. Right now we're renovating the first lab building or shop building north of that for healthcare and auto tech. The building beyond that will be for welding and construction trades. We still have more room on the property. So we're really excited about what we have going over there.
All right. We have a caller who has a question or a comment here now on In Focus. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Jim Jeanette from MATC.
Yes, you're a real blessing to the economy of our area here in Manhattan. Thank you for your good offices. I had told you before about how you had rescued my son from his K-State train wreck as a student and set him on an economic vo-tech career. There are so many other students, other people now that in this C-19 time, free time, that could retrain or get some training for their career opportunity. I did 4 years as a tool and die maker, worked 10 years, Lear, Cessna, General Electric, quit, went to a four-year electrical apprenticeship program. And then, disappointed, topping out with 10% raise and all the obligations of a journeyman electrician with a fire safety, traveled America from Prudhoe Bay, Alaska to Key West, Florida, with all those job opportunities in between. You know, there's students right now who are getting into something they may not know or understand. 30 years ago at commencement, three of my son's friends were laughing, graduating as electrical engineers, had never had their hands on electrical equipment. There's a girl right now here in town who is within 6 months of graduating as an electrical engineer, doesn't have a clue. And I wish that there was some way that the VOTEC training could say, so you think you want to do this as a career? I told you about the 50-year-olds in our family who wanted to learn how to weld. Went out and bought thousands of dollars of equipment. I caught them over here in the shop holding the wire feed handle with a deer in the headlight look. What do I do with this? Luckily, I got them on a smartphone with YouTube. But the training is so important. My daughter's significant other was a journeyman plumber in Georgia. Got swept up into the food services in Orlando. His 5-star hotel has trained him as a wine connoisseur. He's working right now as a maitre d' wine connoisseur at a 5-star hotel. Big demand in Orlando. There are so many things that the people need to understand with this free time that they could have a rewarding career through the VOTEC training. Thank you so much for being there.
Well, thank you for your continued comments. You're right. That's why a lot of our push is with area high schools, so we have that chance to introduce those students to what we can provide them in 1 or 2 years, and more of them are grabbing that opportunity. Throughout this COVID stuff this year, we have seen no drop-off as far as demand for our students with jobs. In fact, we have employers calling every week, who do you have coming up next? I also, I'm still leading the Kansas Tech College President's Group this year, and I'm on the Governor's Education Council, and one of the things we're pushing is called work-based learning, and both the Manhattan and Wamego school districts are pilot school districts to implement work-based learning. And in real short order, it's just to provide those students with more opportunities to learn more about occupations they may be interested in and get some experience with that, internships, possibly apprenticeships. We prefer to call it more of applied learning. But that also opens them up to realize while they're in high school, they can earn that welding certificate, that CNA, something else like that. It's paid for through the state regions. They leave high school with both a tech ed certificate, a credential, their high school diploma, and a good job to start with. So it's been a big change in the last few years, and we're excited to be part of it.
What's the interest level as far as women and young girls, high school girls? Are they getting into this as well?
They are, and we're trying to promote more and more of that, especially if ladies are interested in getting into construction, into welding. Female welders, if they're good at it, and they usually are very good at it, they can almost write their own ticket because they're able to inspect welds better. They do the small, delicate welding jobs better. Construction trades, it's a big deal. So many of the government stipulations, if you're a minority-owned or minority-based business, and that includes like females in construction, there are some almost guarantees as far as contracts you will be getting. And we're seeing more and more interest in those things. The opposite is also true. More males into healthcare, male nurses. While you get that general nursing experience, then if you want to specialize like in surge tech or anything like that, or in rehab, male nurses are in high demand in healthcare. So the opportunities right now are unlimited.
All right. Well, we're speaking with Jim Jeanette again here, president of MATC. Just a couple minutes left. Anything else you want to hit on here before we wrap up?
Real quick, we are part of a group called NC3, which is the National Coalition of Certification Centers. In real short order, Sherry Utash, president of Wichita Tech, is a leader in this in the nation. But these are companies like Trane, Snap-on Tools, Fiat Chrysler, et cetera. And they're working with a lot of two-year colleges. And we can adapt their industry curriculum and have our students learn that and then sit for their industry credentials. And so we're doing it in welding with Lincoln Electric. We'll be doing it with a mechatronics program we're going to be starting this next year related to Festo, a multi-global company. And so all of the tech colleges and many of the community colleges in the state are really trying to push. Again, that's just another reinforcement of the skills we teach with technical education.
Okay, very good. Well, obviously, MATC is such a good program to have here in our community and does a lot. You know, there's such a variety of things that you can take advantage of. And I think the caller was right. You know, if you've got time and you're looking to pick up a skill, now's probably the time, especially with the spring semester right upon us.
Right. And it's, you can still enroll for classes this spring. A lot of the gen ed get your prerequisites out of the way. A lot of those are online. So please call up, make an appointment to talk to one of our advisors, get your financial aid in. The big thing is stay safe for the next several weeks so we can get through all this.
Absolutely. Jim, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again, I guess, in February, if not sooner.
All right. You all take care also.
All right. Jim Jeanette, again, president of Manhattan Area Technical College, our guest here on In Focus. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Going to be a very special program. We're going to have Fort Riley. We'll have Sergeant First Class Jennifer Champagne joining us here from the 1st Infantry Division Band. They're also going to have some music they're going to play for us for the holidays.
Oh, good.
So we'll have
that. That's always fun.
Yeah, and then we'll have Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi president and CEO, joins us in the latter half of the show tomorrow.
Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick at the game this afternoon here at News Radio KMAN. CBS News at the top of the hour.